Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews at America's Credit Union's GAC, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Correlation, Smart Vault, Despite Impossible, Connective, Q2, Acuvo, and Advantage.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 GAC here in beautiful Washington, D.C., put on by the fine folks at America's Credit Unions. And look who we have in the studio lounge. Oh my goodness, the Defense Credit Union Council's very own Tony Hernandez. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me on the program.
Oh my gosh. I'm honored that you're here, sir. Welcome aboard. Great. Welcome aboard, sir. How are you? How has things been since we last met in Colorado Springs, actually?
You know, things have been great. You know, Colorado Conference was fantastic.
It was.
It was a
good time.
It was over the top. We got lots of great feedback from our members. We're looking for another great conference in St. Petersburg.
That's right, yeah, at the Vinoy.
That's going to go great. We're getting ready to go to Poland in May.
What?
We're going to go to Warsaw. You know, planning for that. That's going to be special.
So what's the reason for that?
We always have an overseas sub-council every year. You know, and that's to help our credit unions that are stationed overseas, just kind of, you know, regionally focus them on. And there's a lot of issues going on.
Oh, I bet.
And so a few. We've got some great things happening in Poland. I can't get into too much.
Okay.
But it's never happened with us before.
Oh.
But our speaker list is good. We've got lots of members that are coming, so we're excited about that. You know, just all the changes that we see for DCUC.
Yeah.
Since our conference last summer,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm excited about seeing how we implement some of those. DCUC is going to be growing.
Right? That's good.
What I'm excited
about. Well, for the Poland trip, be safe, okay?
Yeah,
you're a little close to some danger areas there, so. Be safe with. I'm sure you guys will be for sure. So,
right.
But okay. Well, speaking of events, you guys today actually had Defense Matters.
We did.
Tell me a little bit about Defense Matters and what took place.
So, if you think about, you know, America's Credit Unions or its, you know, its predecessor CUNA,
mm-hmm.
Sunday is always a day all the CUNA councils meet.
Right.
Right. So that's, you know, the Small Business Council, you know, Lending Council. Well, back in 1963, CUNA had the Defense Credit Union Council.
Okay.
And so we go back to our roots when we're here on it.
63. Is that how many years?
60 years.
Oh, my God.
We're in our 61st year.
Wow.
And so we've always had a Sunday council meeting. We call it Defense Matters.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of changed the format on that. You know, we used to have DOD speakers come in. To be honest, they're a little boring. You know, it's like, and not much information. So we sort of changed the focus, you know. Can we put out that information out on all our channels? But today we had Ari Fleischer.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I literally stopped and went, wow.
It was great.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That guy there?
Yeah, well, especially everything going on, you know, actually Tuesday being, you know, Super Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
with all those primaries.
The timing.
Now he's a Republican, and so,
mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get the Republican, you know, thought on it.
But it's still cool to get kind of an insider's look on how this stuff goes.
And he was great. He took questions from the audience and answered it, and very engaging.
Yeah, yeah.
Funny, you know, he just said some things, and I'm like, wow, I can't talk about it that way. So that was great. And then we were supposed to have Chairman Harper come and speak, but he has some sinus problems.
But
he sent you know, his policy director, Elizabeth Agrubi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know Elizabeth.
She was awesome.
Yeah.
In fact, we got great great immediate, you know, feedback that they liked her because she had a little more freedom to talk. So you know,
that's just true.
It just looked good.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So, and then we had Rafał Matusiak.
Mm-hmm.
From Poland,
yes,
come up and invite us to his country, and that was, you know, very classy.
He's from Poland.
Yeah. And actually, that's my first time I went there. We went on a study trip. A number of us, credit union CEOs and DCUC, went,
mm-hmm.
and met Rafał for the first time,
mm-hmm.
and see him at this event every year.
Yeah,
so that was kind of. And then John McKechnie and I. John McKechnie is well-known in the credit union industry.
Wasn't he Alaska USA? Wasn't he with
them? No, he's here in D.C., but John's everywhere. He works with the leagues. works at DCUC.
Okay.
He was a lobbyist.
Okay.
And so he and I broke down our advocacy issues, which is the whole point of this this whole thing going on here at the Governmental Affairs Conference, is what's going on politically as it relates to credit unions. Mm-hmm. So that was a good discussion between John and I.
Right on. A lot happening. This isn't just like some 1 or 2 hour thing. This is a pretty big deal, right?
Yeah. And, you know, the best thing is we had breakfast.
Even
with,
better.
With bacon.
Even
with
bacon. Who doesn't like bacon? That'll bring them. That'll have them coming from miles for around, for sure. So, do you hike the hill? I'm curious to see if you hike the hill, and then if so, what types of messages do you provide?
I have in the past. I don't plan on doing it. You know, if I'm asked, I'm always happy to support. Especially since we provide a military perspective on credit union issues. So I've done that in the past before. But we, since DCUC is headquartered here in DCUC. We do that
all the time. Okay,
yeah, like,
I got you.
Yeah, I don't ever want to get where, like, oh, it's him again. But,
you're back?
Yeah.
So let's talk about the conference again at the Vannoy. This is the 60th anniversary of that. And
61st.
Oh, that's right. It's 2023. Okay, gotcha.
Right.
So, yes, so share with me what folks can expect. I know it's still early on a little bit, but...
Well, it's a great property. It's been fully remodeled, so we're excited about that. St. Petersburg is a great city.
It's a lot of fun.
Right outside the door, you got restaurants and bars and shops.
It's a really neat area. If you haven't been to St. Petersburg around the Vannoy, it's a really neat area.
Yeah, and you got the whole pier.
Yeah.
It's modern.
Yeah.
And walking trails. So that's going to be neat. But what I'm excited about, some of the speakers we have. Now, if you were at our conference in Colorado Springs, where we had Eric Wall, painted upside down.
That was so cool.
Turned the picture over.
And I didn't know he was from San Diego until I interviewed him.
That's
right. Oh my gosh, we live probably like 20 minutes from each other.
Yeah, he was great. So we never had a speaker like that before, right? So it's kind of different for especially for DCUC. You know?
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, high marks
good.
On his feedback.
Good.
This year, we're going to have a singer-songwriter come on, and he's going to compose on the stage.
Interesting.
And perform.
Okay,
so,
right on.
That's going to be different, you know, and I'm sure it'll be patriotic somewhat, or at least I'm guessing. I haven't talked to him yet. but we've got a number of other speakers that are going to talk to him as well. But our Friday speaker is going to be interesting. Her name is Heather Penny.
Mm-hmm.
Call sign's Lucky.
Okay.
So Lucky Penny.
She pilot?
She
I'm assuming?
She is. She's a fighter pilot.
Okay.
From reading her story and what I've heard, from some of our members that have seen her speak before, she brand new pilot, 24 years old on 9/11. Scrambled out of Andrews Air Force Base, because we didn't know how many other aircraft were inbound to take out targets all throughout this city. And so her mission orders were to take down any airplane. Problem was, when she took off, I don't think the maintainers loaded any bombs or missiles and bullets.
Oh.
So how do you think she was going to take them down?
Herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to run
and
into
so,
it.
It's a harrowing story. I can't imagine flying around with that knowledge that, when to do my job.
Yeah.
Because I got two girls. About the same age.
Oh my gosh.
So I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's going to be standing room only for that one for sure.
Yeah, and then we have all the other events that we do at DCUC Hall of Honor dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We had a cigar and bourbon night. It was very popular.
I bet.
And so we're looking to bring that back. And just all the events, golf tournament. It's just a great location.
Yeah.
The best thing about our conferences, though, are the people. People that come, and it's that family reunion. So GAC is huge. I mean, it's about 6,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Ours aren't nearly that big.
These are very intimate.
Yes,
but it's a great crowd, though.
Oh, I look forward
to it. Obviously, it's all military. And what last year was the first year that I attended. I'm so glad that I did because it's unlike any conference you will ever go to, just because of the whole military aspect of it and the traditions and the formalities and all that stuff that are really cool.
Yeah.
That you get to see the stuff up close and personal. It's really, really fascinating.
Yeah. I've found a home with DCUC when I retired from the Air Force. So I'm just real proud to be part of the organization.
You've done an incredible job. Stellar job, sir. Stellar job. Last question for you and I'll let you get going. GAC expectations I think we talked about it at the top, you know, the merging of CUNA and NAFQ and and the vibe and the expectations from that. What do you foresee?
Well, I see a lot, you know, lots of opportunity, you know, not just for two merged entities, but even for DCs, because there's going to be some spaces that that we could fill in terms of providing a military focus or a veteran focus. And so I see that role even more so for DCUC going forward. But at this conference, I think it's the first time they've come together, so it'll be interesting to see how that works out.
I know, so I'm curious too.
You know, and I think that people are always cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
But I do think, I think it'll all work out.
I know so. I know so, yeah.
And so what I look forward to at this is reconnecting with people. And I love seeing first-timers at this, because they're like,
this
is big. I'm like, it is. And that's kind of neat. And then we do a crasher luncheon at DCUC headquarters. We're at the Army-Navy building on the top floor. We do a luncheon for the crashers.
That's going to be exciting for them.
What I love, that we have our own crasher program at our DCUC conferences, but I love having the crashers at DCUC because I get to tell them a little bit about DCUC. We don't do any program. All it is lunch. Because I want them to socialize and get to know somebody.
Good for you.
Because they're busy all week.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have to do anything. No. You just have to relax and chill out.
Exactly.
That's a great event. I feed off of that energy. I love being able to provide the opportunity for our emerging professionals, to get to know each other, get energized, and then go forward and do great things. Yeah. For the people that they serve.
Yep, indeed. Well said, sir. Well said. Anything else to add to wrap up before we let you go?
Just thanks for what you do and providing this platform. Yeah. I enjoy watching all the videos afterwards.
Thank you.
I learned from some. I go, I should have said that better.
No, you're great.
I enjoy doing this. It's a great setup.
Thank you.
Anybody else, come and stop by. This is always a. I'm glad I was able to sneak in.
We squeezed you in here, Tony. No problemo. So good stuff. All right, man. Well, thank you so much for hanging out. Always appreciate talking to you and the great things that you guys are doing at DCUC. And look forward to covering your conference this summer. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it, Mike.
All right, sir.
Thanks, man.
Well done. Well done. Yeah. Tony Hernandez, everybody from the Defense Credit Union Council. Go check him out. Doing some great stuff.
Word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.